Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Summer Shine of Luna Juice Bar. Summer, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. What an honor.
Definitely, the honor's all mine, and you'll hear why it's such an honor. I wanted to read a little bit more about Summer so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Summer Shine found her calling when she had just 6 months sober from a lifelong addiction to drugs and alcohol, a juice bar. Luna Juice Bar in Waco, Texas, had humble beginnings with low startup capital and one employee. Shine worked hard to turn her small business into a thriving food truck located at Magnolia Silos, a hip store front on Allison Ave, and over $500,000 in sales last year. She now employs women in the early stages of recovery. And in 2015, she and her husband, Ronnie, started a recovery house for women in Waco and now serve 25 to 30 women annually. Shine is the mother to her best friend and road dog, 21-year-old son, Hagen. Summer, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So the first question I had was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah. So what led me to start my business is as you heard in my bio, I had a lifelong addiction to drugs and alcohol. And so whenever I got sober, I wasn't the most employable person. I'm great with people. I've been in the food industry my whole life. I love working with food and around folks, but had a really hard time during my addiction keeping a job and sustaining a job. And so my whole life looks like this myriad of really great jobs that I kept for not so long, for 2 years or less. And so whenever I got sober, it kind of dawned on me that maybe I should be my own boss, that maybe that would be the motivation for me to get up and go to a job every single day as if, I was the one creating and doing this thing. And what I have found in that is this is the longest job I've ever had. Nice. Yeah. And so my motivation originally to start my own business was for me to have something to do and something to find purpose in.
Nice. I absolutely love that. And I love the idea, being able to get over addiction and the drugs and the alcohol, but not just being able to, find a job, your longest job that you had yourself, but this, the fact that you've done this kind of, the phrase is always social entrepreneurship, where not only have you done it for yourself, but you're also helping out so many others that are probably going through some of the same frustrations that you had as well.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. We have 10 employees who are in early stages of recovery from addiction. And, a lot of them have rap sheets. A lot of them have felony charges or are on probation, and they need to go see their probation officers on a regular basis. So we're employing people who are less than desirable, but I have a really awesome workforce.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, getting the opportunity to have, second chances and additional chances is definitely, a really big part, because a lot of times, people, like you mentioned, have really great skills and are really employable and can do really awesome things. But a lot of times, get that next opportunity. But people like you that are able to kind of help out and reach out and to build something definitely help make the world a better place.
Well, thank you.
No problem. And I know I touched on it a little bit. Could you tell us a little bit more about Luna Juice Bar and what exactly you're doing there?
Sure. So we offer fresh cold press juices. So cold press means that instead of being in a centrifuge juicer, which spins the fruits and vegetables, we actually press it, kind of like, wine, how wine is pressed. But we have big fancy machines that do it for us, and it helps save the nutrients in the juices. So it's 100% fruits and vegetables. We don't add water or sugar or preservatives. So it's really good for you, and you're getting the best bang for your buck. We also serve what we call whole food smoothies. So our smoothies are also 100% fruits or vegetables. We don't add ice to it. We don't add any preservatives or flavorings. There's no sugar. So our smoothies, again, you're getting the most nutrient-dense smoothie that you can get. Since we have opened a storefront, we opened a store, and we've added on things like wraps, veggie wraps, and vegan waffles, which everybody loves. We've got salads and soups, and again, they're all made with integrity and with high quality ingredients. And of course, the staff that makes them is pretty awesome.
Definitely. It sounds like that. If you have all those things, you know, at your storefront and of course at your bar, then that's it sounds like an awesome staff has to be able to make that. So I definitely appreciate that. And I feel like, you know, authenticity is kind of like a word that always comes up in transparency. And a lot of times, and correct me if I'm wrong, do you find like that happens a lot with and like kind of like the health and wellness and the food industry as well? But a lot of people want to know exactly like what's in there, what they're putting in their bodies. And a lot of times, you know, with the power of the internet and being able to do research, you can find all that information out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, just recently, within the last few months or so, major chain smoothie shop has been part of a class action lawsuit for, you know, basically lying to the public. You know, they had smoothies that were full of syrupy, sugary fruits, not real fruit, but fruit that had been soaked in sugar and syrup and, you know, dairy instead of plant-based milks and things like that. And sure, their smoothies tasted great, but they're not much more than ice cream. You know, they're basically right. The same thing as ice cream. Right. But yes, exactly. But saying this is healthy, it's good for you. They're touting themselves as a health, you know, a healthy restaurant or healthy place to go, when in fact they're just damaging you in all the same ways the food industry is damaging people.
Yeah, and that's definitely unfortunate because, you know, obviously people are going and you know, paying for, you know, exactly what they're expecting to get and having that opportunity to be healthy and to be able to drink a smoothie and be healthy and to hear, you know, something completely different is in, you know, all the smoothies and everything is definitely frustrating. So it's great to hear, like, you know, companies like yourself are able to actually stay consistent and true and in alignment with everything that you're putting out there. So definitely appreciate that. And, now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this might be something we already touched on, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart or your organization apart?
Yeah, so I'm glad that you asked that. And it is something we've already touched on. We are more than just a smoothie shop. We're more than just a healthy place to come get a snack. We are empowering women in recovery. We're empowering people who have not been empowered, who would just have jobs, you know, kind of meaningless jobs. We're giving them a safe place to come and grow and to get, you know, training in the food industry. And also we're giving them leadership opportunities pretty quickly once they come into Luna Juice. And so I think that sets us apart from most other places that are doing what we do. You know, juice is great. I love juice. I go to juice bars all over the country anytime I travel. But juice is juice. It's just juice. And mostly, I have found mostly it's made high quality the same way that we do it. You know, what does make us different is that we're empowering people to change their lives, not just our employees, but also our customers too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's, you know, something that's, you know, been, you know, emerging as well too, as I talked about the authenticity and transparency, but I think that a lot of people want to be, and, you know, when they pay money and they support a business, an organization, they're supporting a cause too. So to be able to do that, where it's not just a juice that you're getting when you come there, but you're actually supporting, you know, everything that you guys stand for and that you guys have built. I think that that is something that a lot of consumers really kind of stand behind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's a shoe company out there. I won't name any names, but the shoes are hideous. I mean, they're the ugliest shoes, but everybody's wearing them because if you buy a pair, then somebody in a third world country gets a pair, you know? So, I mean, actually their style has stepped up in the last several years, but, you know, and there's a jewelry company that's the same thing. You pay a little bit more for the jewelry, but it's helping women in other countries. So people want to feel good when they buy a product. They want to know that they're not only doing something good for themselves, but that their money's going towards something that can help other people as well. And we have really seen that happen in our company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's great to hear. And I always say my favorite like math equation, I always say entrepreneurship equals hope. And you're definitely, you know, a living, breathing example of that, just because you've been able to build that and you've been able to provide hope to so many people and then the people that are supporting as well. So I appreciate that. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Oh, good. Yeah, totally. So number one, the most important thing that I can do for my business is self-care. And so my self-care game is strong. I mean, it is hardcore. I wake up every morning at 5 a.m. and I do not take phone calls or text messages before 8 a.m. And so I get up and I, you know, make my celery juice. I make celery juice for myself every morning at home. And then I work out and I log my food or meditate. I pray and meditate every morning without fail. And so my self-care is probably the number one thing that I can do for my company to keep it strong. And then another thing that I do is seek out other entrepreneurs and listen to podcasts. I'm a huge podcast listener, so I love doing that. That's one of my favorite things to do, is listen to podcasts about entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. I love that. And I feel like that should be a t-shirt. My self-care game is strong. So I definitely appreciate you, because you have to be able to put your oxygen mask on first to be able to help out others. So you have to make sure your self-care game is strong, because you have to be able to do that and make sure you're taken care of.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I tell people all the time, I say, look, I take 3 hours out of the day to care for myself, because the other 21 hours are going to be caring for somebody else. You know, I run a business and I also run a nonprofit organization. And so it's real important that my mind and my body and my spirit are right before I go interact with people, or else I'll just mess it up, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's definitely a great reminder for everybody that's listening. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Wow, that's good. I think that the self-care was not there when I first came in. So the self-care would have been a big thing. I thought that really hustling for my dollar was the way to do it, and that grinding hard and going hard all the time and not asking for help, but figuring things out on my own, I thought that was a good thing to do. So the self-care would be one thing. And then another thing that has been successful for me, but I now help other women start businesses of their own. And so I kind of mentor them through it. And the best thing, piece of advice that I can give them, is don't get caught up in the details. You know, just do the work. Get the details come in time. You know, so if you've got to get a website up, but you can't figure out the about section, get rid of the about section for right now. It'll come to you in time. You know, if you can't figure out how you want, you know, a picture on your website to look, just take the picture off, you know, but do something, get work done, get some work done, and then refine it as time goes on. I think people get stuck in perfection and in details. And while there is space for that somewhere, when you are starting a business, you are not going to know everything there is to know about your business. And if you do, then you've probably been waiting too long to start it.
That's so funny that you say that. I remember there's this quote that I read somewhere, and it said that if by the time you launch, people aren't laughing at your first product, then you launch too late. So a lot of times people get so wrapped up in perfection that they want to make sure it's perfect before it actually launches.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Summer, I want to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being a CEO means empowering other people. That's exactly what it means to me. Like I said, when I started this, I thought I was empowering myself, and what God has given me is a gift to empower other people. Yeah. And that's as much as I need to expand on that, I think.
Absolutely. No, I definitely appreciate that. I appreciate everything that you're doing and that ripple effect that you're creating as well too, where you're having and employing people, but also empowering other entrepreneurs and business owners as well too, to continue that ripple. So again, I appreciate your time. We'll make sure to have all those links in the show notes as well so that everybody can follow up with you. But I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.